Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
WPHTHD, WOGL, HD3,
Philadelphia.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter.
Live and local from Philadelphia.
Free speech lives here.
It's Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And away we go, live on this Thursday, April 11th. It is indeed Kale and Company right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We are always live on the free Odyssey app and, of course, streaming live for your video viewing pleasure on YouTube. As we head until 10 o'clock this morning, 855-839-1210 is the phone number. On social media at 1210 WPHT, I am at Nick Kale. K-A-Y-A-L. Greg Stocker, the chairman of the board. Phil Omquist, Anthony Dorenzo, our associate producers. Mary Walter filling in for Dawn this morning. Mary, happy Thursday. Good to have you back. How are you?
Good. It's actually happy Friday to me.
Oh, your weekend's getting started after today's show?
Yeah, I'm not with you tomorrow.
That's true. Lucky you.
I'm not with you tomorrow either, so.
Yeah, it's just going to be me and the guys in the back.
Yep.
We're gonna burn the sucker down.
And Sean.
And Sean Farish,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
looking forward to that. First day of the Masters, of course, it'll be a weather delay, because all it does is rain in this stinking country. Not that I'm bitter about it. But anywho, everything good in your world, Mary?
Yeah, busy day today, and then I'm going down to the University of Delaware tomorrow to watch my niece play lacrosse. She's a senior, and it's going to be one of her last games, so we're going to see them.
You stopping by the Biden family compound in Delaware while you go down there?
Well, I didn't know if you knew this, but yeah, Joe and I are just like this.
I knew you guys were tight.
Just
I could
like
see
this.
That.
Yeah.
I sense a lot of commonalities between the two of you.
Here's the secret. Bring them ice cream and they let anybody in.
That's exactly right. We got a good big take coming up this morning on a couple of the woes for Joe. Both the economy with some of the numbers that came out yesterday, and also at the border, Alejandro Mayorkas being grilled yesterday on Capitol Hill. We'll get to that. Also, a side-by-side comparison of the economy for Biden and Trump at the same exact point in their first term. We'll get to that. Media manipulation, as the Biden administration tells the USA Today. How about you change that headline? I think we're going to get more of the same from 4 years ago. We've got bathroom policies at Pennridge. The cut sheet will be loaded. And also coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, Dan Zakshesky, the reporter and writer from OutKick, that put Dawn Staley on the hot seat last Saturday about whether or not she thinks biological men should be able to compete against biological females in sports. We'll get to him. He'll join us to kick off the final hour this morning. But before we get to the big take, and with Dawn being out, we don't do the traditional news at 6 and 7 o'clock, but we've tried to have a story that's pertinent to our audience this week in her absence. And I do want to pass this along, as yesterday there was another senseless act of teen gun violence here in the city of Philadelphia, as three people were shot after gunfire erupts at the Eid el-Fitr event in the Parkside section of Philadelphia, marking the end of Ramadan. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel said that there were two factions inside the park, and they exchanged gunfire, and some 30 shots were fired. Here's what we know, according to 6ABC from yesterday, and this was last updated around midnight last night. Three people were shot and five people are in custody after gunfire erupted in the Philadelphia park. And obviously there's this, you know, Muslim Holy Month celebration going on, taking place. It happened yesterday around 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon. in the area of 47th and Wyalusing Avenue in the Parkside section of Philadelphia, where there was an estimated 1,000 people there for this celebration. Amid the gunfire, one of the officers engaged an armed 15-year-old male suspect, shooting that teen in the shoulder and leg. The officer then secured the gun and took the teen to the hospital. The teen is in stable condition. Sources tell Action News that the teen was armed with a rifle, however, still unknown if the weapon was fired. Some other details of this horrific shooting. The discharging officer, as protocol and standard operating procedure, has been placed on administrative duty pending the outcome of the investigation. A total of 5 weapons recovered at the scene, and investigators say the 5 suspects include 4 males and a female, all of which fall between the ages of 15 and 21. A 22-year-old man suffered a gunshot wound to the stomach. A 15-year-old boy arrived at the hospital with gunshot wounds to his hands. And the police commissioner saying that this violence is a stark reminder of the issues facing the community, particularly concerning youth engagement in gun violence. So, once again, a bunch of the Utes with nothing better to do but to disrupt a holy gathering where we have 1,000 people in the city of Philadelphia, and everybody just opens up fire like it's, Call of Duty on Xbox Live. So, wanted to pass that story along. I think we have some audio, Greg?
This is the police commissioner, Philadelphia Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel from on Fox Fox 29
okay.
Yesterday. Phil, if you want to bring this up, this is cut 10, my friend, go.
But at 2:30 today, there was an after Ramadan celebration here at the park. We had about 1,000 individuals out there, and things were going well. We had a detail assigned to this event, and they were working the outsides. During that time period, they were writing tickets. There was tickets, cars were parking on the gas station behind us, and they were writing tickets. At some point, they hear a large volley of gunfire. They say approximately 30 gunshots. What we do know is there appear to be 2 factions within the park who are now exchanging gunfire. As the officers start to deploy into the park, they observe 3 males and a female running, and they stop those individuals, and we recover 4 weapons. At that same time, we have one of our officers who was assigned to the area engage a 15-year-old male who has a weapon. She fires, and that male receives a gunshot to his shoulder and his leg. The officer secures that weapon and then transfers that child to the hospital. We have another individual who showed up who's 22 years old. He has a gunshot to his stomach, and we believe that may have happened during the gunfire. We also have another juvenile who showed up shortly after, within the last half an hour, at the hospital, who has a gunshot wound to his hands. And so in total, we have 5 individuals under arrest. 4 who were carrying weapons, as well as the individual that our police officer fired and struck, as well as an individual adult. That's the numbers, right?
So there he is, Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
Sounds to me like it was just 2 gangs that were fighting.
Well,
and
2 rival factions.
Okay. And it just so happened that there was the celebration happening at that time.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm gathering from this?
That's what I gather. Mary, we just talked about this yesterday when Tony Bruno was in here guest co-hosting. I did a big take on crime and all the bad data that the FBI is putting out, where the Biden administration, Democrats, big blue cities, saying we've got crime under control, the numbers are down. It's a total fabrication. It's a complete lie. And again, here we go. Gangs, guns, youth, in a setting where you probably the last thing you're expecting if you're attending a holy gathering, so to speak, is you expect gunfire to just erupt everywhere. We have a major issue on our hands in this city and in this country, and these politicians and these elected officials, they've got to get a hold of it quickly.
Yeah, they're not going to get a hold of it quickly. The chaos helps them. Right. They benefit from chaos, because then what do? They crack down on us. What's the call going to be? This isn't going to be about, hey, why aren't you parenting your kids? Hey, why did your 15-year-old have a long gun? That's not going to be the conversation. The conversation is going to be, Trump's terrible. This is Trump's fault. Republicans won't ban guns.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what the conversation is going to be. I would love to see when they have these, when this happens, I would love for there to be some kind of an investigation to find out how did these children get their hands on these weapons? Where did you buy it? Where did you store it? hey, Mom, hey, Dad, how come you didn't know your kid had an arsenal in their bedroom? Those types of things. We need to get drilled down into it. And when you talk about the dishonesty of the reporting and the numbers, again, there's a reason why. That they also will often change the perpetrator's race to white. You've yeah. seen that, I'm sure, yes. on X, where there's a guy who's clearly black or Hispanic, and his ethnicity or his race is white.
I know. They totally
So they're cooking the books all the way around.
I totally agree. And I have no idea what the parenting issue is or the situation is for everybody that commits one of these crimes. But my God, it just seems like, again, I really, and this is not a shot at moms, but guys need to have their dad in their life. Like, it's just it's just a fact of life, no matter how you slice or dice it.
But see, you shouldn't have to say this isn't a shot at moms. Moms and dads serve two different roles mm-hmm. in a child's life. But wouldn't it be great to find out commonalities among young men who do this so that we can address that issue
yep.
and get to the cause of it and help them out, as opposed to having another life wasted now, mm-hmm. where this kid at 15 years old is probably going to go to jail.
Yep.
So wouldn't it be wonderful if we never had this kid be in that position to begin with, and we can't get there until we find out what the commonalities are with these young men who seem to be so angry mm-hmm. and so violent? How did they get there in 15 short years?
Yep, it's a great question. It's a great point. All right, 6:11 here on this Thursday morning. Let's get to a Thursday big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, the Big Take this morning brought to you by the Gift of Life. The Big Take, Joe's Woes. Double order, the economy and the border. For the past 2 days, we've talked about the GOP's worst nightmare. It's abortion, Roe v. Wade, Donald Trump, his official position on abortion, and the latest developments in Arizona with an 1864 ban. But today, we welcome Joey back into the fold. Wednesday was a rough day for the big guy on two fronts, the economy and the border. The border and the economy. Either way you divvy it up, these are the two biggest hurdles in the way of a second Biden term. And the news, the optics, and the reaction hasn't been good. Yesterday was a day where border boob Alejandro Mayorkas was set to testify in front of Congress. And prior to that, more bad economic news dropped for the Biden administration. And let's start with the economy. The headline as we were on the air yesterday in the 8 o'clock hour, just in, U.S. inflation rises to 3.5%, hotter than expected. Boy, them Bidenomics really working out, aren't they? But any smart and savvy person knew that this was bound to tick back up. The Biden administration has created a false economy. The cooling and easing of inflation has worn off. Gas prices are soaring again. But don't worry, the White House will point towards part-time jobs that they've created, and they'll say that the stock market is telling you everything is A-OK. But here's the truth. Overall prices are still up 19.4% since Joe Biden took office. This is CNBC breaking down some of the financial news from yesterday. Listen and watch this.
Hotter than expected, 3.5. This is three tenths hotter than we looked at in the rearview mirror, 3.2. To find a bigger number than 3.5, you're going back to May of last year when it was, September of last year when it was 3.7. And finally, what many would consider the most important number, year over year, CPI core, 3.8. Hotter than expected equals the rearview mirror. To find a higher number, January was 3.9. And what's the lowest it's been of late? Well, 3.8. Our last look at what we have today actually is the lowest since 3.0 in April of 21. The issue is it's still running hot.
So some of that is in the weeds, but let me break it down at a kitchen table issue level, issue by issue. Since Joe Biden took office, gasoline up 48%, groceries up 21%, eating out also up 21%, baby food up 31%, pet food 24%, rent 21%, electricity up 28%, natural gas 27%, used cars up 21%. Airfare, a staggering 33% increase. Public transportation is up 22%. Meanwhile, real average weekly earnings are down 4%. Donald Trump posting on Truth Social, quote, inflation is back and raging. The Fed will never be able to credibly lower interest rates because they want to protect the worst president in the history of the United States, end quote. From bad economic indicators to the southern border and hypocrisy, Axios with a scoop and a big story yesterday with a headline and report that reads as follows, quote, Biden plans to soon issue an executive order to dramatically limit the number of asylum seekers who can cross the southern border. He'd be taking a page from Trump, who leaned on Section 212-F of the Immigration and Nationality Act, end quote. Now, wait just a minute. I am old enough to remember when the establishment Democrats told me and scolded all of us that such action would be racist. And remember, folks, no human is illegal. Biden, the career fraud, taking a page out of Trump's playbook. And weren't we told that Joe had, quote, done everything he can and that it's now on Republicans in Congress to pass a bill? Why, in fact, yes, he has. And he did. This was the big guy back in January addressing the border crisis. Listen and watch this clip.
With executive authority, is there more you can do? Absolutely.
That's all I can do. Give me the power. I've asked for the very day I got in office. Give me the border control. Give me the people, the judges. Give me the people who can stop this and make it work less.
We always keep receipts here on Kale and Company. And never forget, Joe Biden took 94 executive actions in his first 100 days, creating the border disaster, undoing everything Trump had established at the southern border. He also blocked the House, which passed the Secure the Border Act. But I guess enough illegals have entered the country, repopulated districts, and after all, it is election season, so you need to act like you care. Except nobody is buying it. Here are some of the details from the Axios report. President Biden used an interview with Spanish language broadcaster Univision that aired on Tuesday to send a massive signal that he plans to issue an executive order to dramatically limit the number of asylum seekers who can cross the southern border. Axios is told that while it's not final, such an executive order is likely by the end of April. We're told there's a fierce debate internally about the legality and the politics of a Trump-like lockdown. But Biden, briefed on polls of rising voter anger, wants a dramatic step. The provision Biden is eyeing would restrict the ability of immigrants to claim asylum and doesn't require congressional approval, Axios reported just last month. Biden would also use authority in Section 212-F of the Immigration and Nationality Act, which gives the president broad leeway to block entry of certain immigrants if it would be, quote, detrimental to U.S. national interests. He'd be taking a page from former President Trump, who repeatedly leaned on that section. You know, nothing like saying you're the best man for the job as you take a page out of your rival's playbook. Fraudulence and hypocrisy all wrapped into one. Which gets us to Alejandro Mayorkas and his day on Capitol Hill. Here is Republican Congressman Michael Cloud grilling Mayorkas. Listen and watch this.
Could you speak to any authorities that Congress has removed from you or the president since taking office?
Congressman,
Has Congress removed any authorities from you or the president since you've taken office?
Congressman, the point...
That's a yes or no question.
Congressman, the point that you make with respect to Border Patrol agents is exactly why...
You're filibustering. I asked you a yes or no question.
Congressman, the
point
that you make...
Has Congress removed any authorities from you or the president since you've taken office?
Congressman, the point that you make with respect to Border Patrol agents...
The answer is no. I'd also make the point that you have approximately 20% larger budget than Trump had. The president has made the point that he can't secure the border. He can't get down to because he is waiting on Congress to move. And I just point that out to belay that and to point out the truth of the fact that he has every single authority as President Trump. He has more resources at his disposal than President Trump, yet he has done everything he can to undermine the security of our border. Have you...
A simple yes or no question, and that man can't and or won't answer the question. You know, in a cabinet full of useless hacks and identity politic hires, that guy right there makes my skin crawl. the most? And just how many Chinese nationals have crossed the border? Mayorkas with a mildly better answer, but still largely a nothing burger. Listen and watch clip two.
Do you have any concerns that China may be engaged with unrestricted warfare in our country?
Congressman, addressing the challenges that the People's Republic of China poses is one of our highest priorities, and we have a number of lines of effort to address that, whether that is enforcement of the Uyghur Forced Labor Protection Act.
How many Chinese nationals have crossed our border in the last couple of years?
And the fight against forced labor, whether that is battling...
That's not Homeland Security. I appreciate that, but that's not Homeland Security.
We are tasked with enforcement of the UFLPA, Congressman. Secondly,
I'm asking you about the border. How many Chinese nationals have crossed our border?
I'd be pleased to provide that data.
It's tens of thousands. It's
the secondly,
tens of thousands.
Secondly, the threat of cyber attacks.
Right now, crossing our border are tens of thousands of Chinese nationals who are not presently in our country. They are primarily single-aged, adult male, military-aged, and they've crossed our border. And you are not doing anything to counteract that.
I wouldn't task that guy with securing my apartment complex, much less the southern border. And Mayorkas, in all likelihood, at the behest of the president, values new voters in districts that are losing Democrats over your safety, the taxpayer, that funds the salaries of these people. So in actuality, it is a double whammy for you and I financially. The economy is not good. And inflation is on the uptick. Gas prices are going up. And oh, by the way, we are paying for people not to do their job at the southern border. A total disgrace on both fronts. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
And it's brought to you by Gift of Life. You can join Gift of Life for their 27th annual Donor Dash on Sunday, April 28th at the Philadelphia Navy Yard. Promote the life-saving importance of organ and tissue donation by participating in the 5K or 10K run or the 3K walk. Register today at donors1.org. That's donors, the number one, .org. We'll come back, get your thoughts and reaction, 855-839-1210, on social media at 1210WPHT, and of course in the Kale and Company comment community on YouTube. Just go to youtube.com/at1210WPHT and hit the like and subscribe button while you are there. Nick Kale, Mary Walter, in for Dawn, Greg Stocker, back after this on a Thursday. Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210WPHT.
Bet the NBA with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino every Thursday with TNT Thursdays. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. You'll get bonus bets back if your same-game parlay doesn't win on any NBA on TNT game. NBA same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance to score an even bigger payday. You can bet on everything from point spreads to money lines, over-unders. You can even do player props. How many points will a particular player score? Over 15, over 20? Who will score the first basket in the game? There's all kinds of stuff that you can do. However you want to play, just head to FanDuel.com/Greg. FanDuel.com/Greg to bet the NBA with a no-sweat same-game parlay with TNT Thursdays. That's FanDuel.com/Greg. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. And 1210 WPHD, 21 and over, President PA, minimum three-leg parlay required, refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt, max refund $5 unless otherwise specified, restrictions apply, see terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Kale and Company, on demand, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, hopefully all of you off to a great start to your work day. We inch closer to the weekend. Pints and Politics tonight. Rand Paul, Dom Giordano. Looking forward to that. A little bourbon as well. Mary Walter is in for Dawn Stensland this morning. So, Mary, yesterday, economic reports come out, inflation back on the uptick, and, of course, resident border stooge Alejandro Mayorkas saying a whole bunch of nothing. Your thoughts on both as they developed yesterday? I'll let you get your pound of flesh here.
One of my favorite parts of the day yesterday was on MSNBC when Congressman James Clyburn was on, and he was talking about how great the economy is. And he was really touting the economy, and he was saying, you know, like, people, the inflation's down, and this is, all these things are great. And he's going on, and they're all sitting there, you know, shaking their heads in bovine agreement, you know. and they had to break in and cut him off for the new inflation numbers, which were higher than expected. And to me, it was just a perfect illustration of everything that it is the Biden administration, right? Mm-hmm. They lie. The media, the state-run media, which is in the tank for them, obviously, they're just the press arm of the Democrat Party at this point. Mm-hmm. They actually got called, and the whole, it was like the curtain was thrown right back on it, and it was absolutely perfect, and it happened in real time. And I have to tell you, that made me so happy yesterday. The bar is low for me to make me happy, yeah. And that did it.
Yeah, no, that definitely did. And the other thing that I thought was infuriating was, and I want to go to the border with Mayorkas, specifically that second clip that we played for you with Chinese nationals coming into this country. Because, you know, when we look at the border and we see, Bill Malusian of Fox or anybody that's kind of camped out and staked out at the border for some of these networks, we were always told that these were asylum seekers, these were families with young children. And you see that certainly from time to time. But many of the times we watch and we see all the people lined up, and they are men probably in their early 20s to early 30s, physically fit, and we don't know if they've been let out of mental facilities, as Trump likes to talk about, Venezuela emptying out their prisons, and there's, you know, possible terrorists from the Middle East. And there's also been a lot of Chinese individuals that have been at the border. And I'm just so tired of China kind of steamrolling us as a nation. Military-wise, they've probably eclipsed us. Economy-wise, everything runs through China because we outsource everything. But also, just, you know, these police precincts that are in big cities that are basically operated by the Chinese government. And a lot of these individuals, they look like they're coming here and they are ready to do evil things. This does not look like people seeking a better life, so to speak, as they always claim to be the case.
No. Well, you know, if you're unhappy with life in China, you can just leave. It's no big deal. You know, you can just walk out. So I'm sure they're just here for a better life.
Well, and they encourage it over in China, right?
Like, right,
they're
do.
All about population, yep, control in that nation.
Right. They want you out, especially military-age men. They don't need them at all.
Exactly.
So they send them right out. Here's the thing. So I think we all agree that the reason that the Democrats are doing this is to replace the population that they're losing in these Democrat-run cities and states, mm-hmm, as they flee and they go to red cities and states, if there any red cities exist.
Right.
And they flee to those states, to turn them blue. They need that population back because they're losing the representation in the House of Representatives.
Correct.
Right? So they need that. So what do? We'll bring in a lot of illegals. We'll bring in these bodies. It's all we need is bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're bringing in, bodies, to accomplish that goal, to maintain power. The disconnect for me and the question I have is, are they really, I don't want to say evil, not caring about the American people, that they're willing to risk a horrific terrorist attack in this country that could kill thousands of Americans?
I would say they're diabolical. They will do whatever it takes to maintain power. That's why they beat Republicans. Republicans aren't as hell-bent on victory as Democrats are.
That's very true. That is very true. But, and I think the other part of it for them, the calculation is that if Joe doesn't win and this horrific terrorist attack happens, it's going to happen under Trump, mm-hmm, right? Because the Chinese love Biden. Remember, didn't Hunter work for a Chinese energy company?
That's
somewhere
what
along
I've been
the line?
Told.
There's a little,
yeah,
bit of a,
yeah,
Biden-China connection, right? Russia likes him. Russian give Hunter a big diamond that he lost or something, or sold?
I
or
heard
something
about
those lines?
That, yeah.
So they don't want Trump in because Trump had China in line.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right. And Putin did not invade Ukraine under Trump.
Right.
He did it under Bush, under Obama, and under Biden,
mm-hmm,
but not Trump.
Right.
So who do they want in?
Right.
So if the terrorist attack happens under Trump, well, it's Trump's fault.
Yep. That's correct.
It's not Biden's fault. It's Trump's fault. It doesn't matter.
Yep. And they want Biden in there because he exudes weakness. And
yes,
as you see, you know, China, Taiwan, that's a powder keg. That could happen at any moment. They've already come out. John Kirby, Jake Sullivan, we do not support Taiwan's independence. Oh, great. So, like, okay, why don't we just say, hey, China, go do whatever you want to Taiwan. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Russia, Ukraine, Iran, the Middle East. So all of this global upheaval under one man's watch.
The one miscalculation for me with the Democrats, and I'm surprised because they're usually very calculating, they have everything planned out,
mm-hmm,
if there is a terrorist attack on this country and we can bring it back to someone who came into this country illegally before the election, Trump wins in a landslide. They can't even fix it. They cannot stuff enough mail-in ballots that come in, you know, 3 weeks later into the ballot boxes to prevent that from happening.
855-839-1210 if you would like to jump in and join the conversation. So I do want to look at this side-by-side comparison. You will see the graphic, I believe, on YouTube. Inflation at the same point in respective presidencies. So we're talking about first term, year four, about a third of the way through the calendar year, a quarter of the way through the calendar year, and you can see the categories and you can see the inflation rate. Trump on the left, Biden on the right. For those that don't have the visual component of the show on YouTube, we'll go through these and then we'll give some takeaways. So energy, Trump to Biden. For energy, inflation under Donald Trump was non-existent. It was at 0% because we were energy independent as a nation. Under Joe Biden, inflation, energy up 39%. Gasoline under Trump was a negative 2%, with Biden, as I mentioned in the big take, 48%. Electricity, there was small inflation under Trump at 3%. With Biden, it was 29%. Natural gas was a negative under Trump, 27% under Biden. Then we get to stuff at the kitchen table. Groceries under Trump, 3.5%. Biden, 21%. Eggs, a negative under Trump. Under Biden, 49%. The cost of an omelet is off the charts. See, I always thought an omelet was a cheap way to get your breakfast, not under Joe Biden. Milk, 2.5% for Trump. Biden, 15%. Chicken, 4% for Trump. Biden, 24%. Transportation, a 30-point difference. Look at the airfare. Negative 14% under Trump. 33% under Joe Biden. That is a 47% swing. Public transportation, used cars, and apparel on down the list. Everything in the Trump category, in that column right there, is a shade of green or yellow, as in minimal or nothing. Everything under Biden looks like a terrorist code alert of yellow, orange, or red. Yep. Mary, if that's what a threat to democracy and dictator on day one looks like, sign me up for the dictator, because I'll have more money in my pocket under a dictator running this country.
You know, eggs, you said it, you would think like that's like a nice cheap breakfast. So we had omelets the other night for dinner.
Underrated, by the way. Breakfast for dinner is not a bad idea.
Well, come on. We live in the diner capital of the world, right? Sure,
yeah.
So you can get breakfast any time of day. It's an amazing thing. I love it.
It is.
Right? So we had omelets the other night, and I now feel so decadent. I had no idea. I could have had lobster, and it would have been cheaper.
You could have saved a few bucks, right?
Right. Yeah. I'm having brunch here on Sunday. We're having people over, and I need 3 dozen eggs for the different things that I'm making. I don't know if I can afford it now.
All right. You said brunch. So are we going mimosas or Bloody Marys?
Oh, no. I do champagne, and then I do, I have a choice. You can have orange juice, cranberry juice, or peach nectar to mix with it.
Ooh, peach nectar sounds enticing.
Wait. So Bloody Marys are not even on the table, Mary? I mean, they're named after you.
I don't like tomato juice.
What is wrong with you?
I don't like tomato juice.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I will say this.
Bloody Marys are just the greatest.
I love Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
I like mine very spicy with a little bit of salt to it as well. But yeah, tomato juice, like, straight up V8 out of a can, I can't do it. Makes me gag. And I love tomatoes. I love pasta sauce.
But you can do it with vodka in
it? Do anything with vodka in it, brother. Kidding me? Where do you see me at Pints in Politics tonight?
Vodka has no taste, and that's what makes it palatable.
Exactly.
So, well, if you guys come for brunch, I will have Bloody Marys, okay?
Oh.
Wow.
Right. Are you extending the official invite
to
the offer?
She's not.
No, not for this Sunday. No, I have my hands full this Sunday.
She's just
not
being polite. Yeah.
No, if you no. If you ever wanted to come and visit, in all seriousness, at the Jersey Shore, you can come visit me, and I will make you brunch because I do make a mean brunch.
Mm.
However, not this Sunday because I'm kind of full.
All right,
so she's full.
If you're
that capacity,
something Chris Christie has never said. I'm full. So if we're keeping track now, Dawn has promised for months and months and months to bring something in with her slow cooker. That's yet to happen.
I've worked with Dawn for 10 years and she's never once brought in anything that she said she was going to. It's never going to happen.
No, it's terrible.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Stalker, we got to stop. Only males from now on this station, all right? The females are always leaving us wanting more.
That's true.
Hey, you didn't even give me a chance. I bake, and around Christmas, I'm always foisting off, and I make a mean crumb cake that I'm always bringing in to get, because I can't keep it in my house.
All right. Very good. Very good. All right. 855, I am too, actually. 839-1210 if you want to jump in. We talked about the media being the lapdogs and carrying the water for the Biden administration, and it happened yet again for one of the nation's biggest publications. We'll give you that story on the other side as we have more media manipulation. It's Kale and Company as we continue. Mary in for Dawn, and we're back after this on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
What's on the cut sheet coming up in just about 1 hour? Dan Zakrzewski at 9 o'clock from Outkick. He was the reporter that interviewed Dawn Staley over the biological male in women's locker rooms and women's sports story. Looking forward to that. And also, we've got a lot of other good stories. Joe Biden in the betting market, which we like to look at from time to time, is now the betting favorite. We'll get to that story coming up. And also, why I would advise a couple of red states not to do and not to try to do what some of the Democrats in blue states were doing to Donald Trump. We'll get to that and a local story as well in the Pennridge School District as far as bathroom policies go. But I wanted to break just a little early last segment because I wanted to get a full segment in on this story because this one really bothers me. If it wasn't for the economy and the border, this would have been a big take today. We're seeing, once again, media manipulation, Mary, at the behest of the Biden administration. Now, look, I do think, in fairness, both administrations historically, and we're not talking just Biden and Trump, just, you know, the history of politics and also presidencies and administrations with journalists and the news outlets, they're always trying to, you know, manipulate and get better coverage and a certain slant put on a story. But what we've seen the last 4 years is that the Biden administration, they'll strong arm social media, they'll silence, they'll suppress, they'll shut down the reaggregation of stories, most notably the New York Post with Hunter Biden's laptop. And they're at it again with the USA Today, as the USA Today, which I think is a really, really declining publication, changed a headline about Donald Trump and his abortion stance at the behest of the Biden-Harris campaign. This story, this version of it, courtesy of Outkick, it was Bobby Barak, who I believe you had on your podcast earlier this week, correct?
Oh, yeah, I did. I had Bobby Barak. I thought for a hot second, I saw you looking at Greg, and so I thought you were looking at Greg.
When I look that way, I'm actually looking at the monitor to see you.
Okay.
Because, like, the camera's right up here,
yep.
But I got to look over here to see you. So
I'm sorry. I saw you look over there, and I was like, wait, is he talking to me?
I'm always on the move here. But, yes, you had Bobby on your podcast, right?
Yeah, I have Bobby on my podcast a lot. He's great. All the writers from Outkick are fantastic.
Okay.
So
I just wanted to make sure that I confirmed that. So, Bobby wrote this, and he said, USA Today stealth edited a headline about Donald Trump's stance on abortion at the behest of the Biden-Harris campaign. Monday morning, the outlet published the headline, quote, "The will of the people. Trump opposes national abortion ban. Says states should decide." That was the quote in reference to a video that the former president posted on Truth Social hours prior. Later in the day, however, USA Today changed the headline to "Donald Trump says states should decide abortion policy, avoids talk of a national ban." The article does not contain an editor's note explaining the revision. According to Mediaite.com, the paper edited the headline less than 2 hours after a complaint from Biden's team during a press call, including Biden campaign manager Julie Chavez Rodriguez, Deputy Communications Director Brooke Gorin, and pro-abortion advocate Caitlin Cash. Quote, "One particularly egregiously false headline even said Trump, quote, opposes a national abortion ban and will leave it up to the will of the people." USA Today was reached out. They were contacted by Fox and other outlets, and they said that this is, quote, "not uncommon for breaking news. Our mission is to report the facts as accurately as possible. As part of our routine editorial process with breaking news, headline updates are not uncommon. In this instance, the headline was updated to more precisely reflect the story." Okay, so my question would be, would they do the same thing if the Trump administration came out and said, I need something altered based on what Joe Biden says, my guess would be they would not be as willing to acquiesce and, you know, abide by and appease the current administration. But these are the little subtle things that I'm glad we have social media for, because we have seen a lot of these stealth edits in the last 6 months. Washington Post, USA Today, New York Times, where they think they're clever and people will screenshot one of it, the first version, and then they'll post the second version, and you will see the way these companies operate. I think this is just another thing where we look at the disadvantage of Republicans and Donald Trump up against the machine.
So two things. It's the stealth editing, as we like to call it, because it makes it sound really pretty, is election interference is what it is. Right. They're interfering in our election to spin things a certain way in order to protect one candidate and promote one candidate. That's a problem. The government is using these third parties to censor free speech, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what they're doing. What they did with Hunter Biden's laptop. They went around. They didn't do it directly, but they got people on the inside to do it. And remember, Twitter, their board didn't even think it was, they should have been censoring it. But the government pushed on them so hard that they collapsed like a deck of cards. And they said, OK, we'll do what you want. And Fox News reporting this morning that the administration in early January of 2023, Snopes to alter a fact rating that they had conducted on a potential federal ban on gas stoves, because it's very unpopular. Banning gas stoves, I swear to you, I'm like not a great cook. I can bake, but I'm not a good cook. You are going to take my gas range from my dead hands. There is no way. Yep. I am cooking on electric or one of those little round thing. It's not happening. The induction thing, no. So they got them to change it. They had issued a mixture rating on the claim that they were going to do that. And they got that to change that to false, that they weren't going to do it.
Yep. No, you're exactly
so
right.
So this has been going on for a long time. This has been going on. This one was going on during the Trump administration. This was happening with all the quote-unquote stealth edits. They were doing it on their own at the time. What bothers me is they are now doing it at the behest of one political party and the current administration, which sounds to me like something a fascist would do.
Yeah. And I think the thing that's frustrating the most for me is, you know, look, I understand where the media has headed and is heading and going. But now more than ever, it's like, okay, the media and journalism, it's really three things. It's either affirmation or confirmation of what you want to believe or what you think. And then it's entertainment, and it's either meant to make you laugh, you just let it roll off your back, or you get really furious about it and you get outraged about it and you talk about it for 10 minutes on your talk show. And I just feel like now more than ever, this is really the sad point of all of this, is we have more information, more technology than ever before. And it's incredibly difficult to navigate the waters, so to speak, to find out what is real, what is not, what is misinformation, what is disinformation. And I think the politicians, they love it that way because it keeps us divided and bickering over maybe inconsequential things while they continue to line their pockets. Mm-hmm. That's just my view from 30,000 feet above, looking at the field of politics in general. But if you can't, like, I'm not going to sit here and trust CNN. I'm not going to trust MSNBC. I know Fox, they'll put their slant on things as well. But if you can't trust them, if you know social media is rigged with algorithms from big tech, and all of your legacy newspapers have become advocates for the left, we're at a point now where you have to just trust your gut. You have to trust independent journalists, whether they are grassroots journalists that started their own Substack, or they're the Matt Taibbis, the Barry Weisses, the Michael Schellenbergers that are well-respected journalists. By no means are they right-wing, but they have kind of exposed the way the game has been being played.
Yeah, trust. The only problem with trusting your gut is you're being influenced by your own political beliefs at that point in the game. I love the idea of looking at these independent journalists who don't necessarily have a dog in the fight. That's super important. And being informed now is a job. It's harder. It used to be you could just turn on the 6 o'clock news and you would get that news. That's what you would get was news. Now you get propaganda. And it's learning the difference between just the facts, ma'am, and here's my opinion.
Joe Friday.
some people can do it and some people can. It's just easier to just sit and listen to it while it's on in the background. And sometimes you actually have to dig, and you have to dig down into something. When someone posts something on social media, I'm like, okay, where did that come from?
Right.
Give me the source.
Mm-hmm. And you look at all of these publications, USA Today, Washington Post, Philadelphia Inquirer, Philadelphia Daily News, New York Times, New York Post. Obviously, the New York Post is not left wing, but they, you know, at times they can be tabloidish as well. And I think the biggest issue for us in a never ending news cycle, especially, you know, whether you're doing a radio show, a YouTube show, a podcast, social media, the news cycle, to your point, you used to watch the 6 o'clock news or the 5 o'clock news and then the 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock news. You'd get your newspaper the next morning. Now you can get it any time of the day you want. All of these companies are circulating new content at 3 in the morning because they've got everything scheduled to be posted on their social media feeds. And it's just one of these things where you got to be careful before you retweet things or you comment on them, because you don't know if it's fake news. Now you throw in artificial intelligence to boot. And it's just like, you know, best of luck to you. If you can figure out what's real or not, God bless you.
Yeah, but to your point, I think they used to call it bread and circuses to keep the people happy and keep the people entertained. And now they do it with all of this other, all these distractions, right? I'm still waiting for the election pandemic. Anybody else is waiting for that? That's what I think is the next thing coming.
Is the bird flu disease X? Have we confirmed that? Because remember when they were alluding to there's a disease X coming, and now there's these contaminated products with the bird flu that's out there.
It's now here in the U.S. because they found it in a park in New York.
Oh, it made its way to New York.
Yeah, it's in New York. So here we go. Right? Here we go. Like, I'm just, to me, it's almost so predictable. It's laughable. But I don't think that would stop anyone from, you know, more circuses for the masses.
Mm-hmm. You're right. 855-839-1210. If you want to jump in, we'll come back, kick off hour number two. Two red states could try to keep Joe Biden off the general election ballot. I think that's a poor choice. We'll get into that when we come back. Hour number two. Kale and Company, Mary in for Dawn. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.